The U.S. Report with Bob Tarlow. Back in the USA.
Off to the U.S. now, Bob Tarlow. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much, Michael, and good morning, Carmen. Boeing safely landed its Starliner crew capsule in the New Mexico desert this morning. Oh, it was an impressive bullseye, but it was also 6 days early after Starliner on a test flight with no one on board failed to make it to the International Space Station as intended.
And lift off the rise of Starliner and a new era in human spaceflight.
That launch on Saturday Australian time all looked good, but 30 minutes into the flight, an improperly set clock on the capsule resulted in its thrusters failing to fire on time, so Starliners could give chase to the space station, and instead, it ended up in the wrong orbit.
Again, teams here on the ground are evaluating their various options, looking at what the best next steps for Starliner might be.
And the next best step, it turned out, was to bring the capsule home early.
And we see three main chutes. We see the red, white, and blue as Starliner descends.
And about 3 minutes later this morning, in the early dawn darkness, the infrared cameras showed the touchdown on the desert floor. Pretty spectacular.
Starliner touches down in the desert in New Mexico. An historic landing in White Sands, New Mexico, concludes the first flight test of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. The first time an American-made, human-rated capsule has landed on land.
And again, Michael, there was no one on board for this Starliner test flight.
So what's the real purpose of the Starliner?
Well, there's two of these things, Michael. Starliner by Boeing and Dragon by SpaceX. They are the systems designed to replace the space shuttle, which was retired in 2011. Both programs now 2 years behind schedule. While the landing today was a success, the aborted flight to the space station threatens to derail the company's efforts to launch astronauts for NASA in 2020. And for now, Michael and Carmen, the U.S. is spending $1 billion in buying additional seats on Russia's Soyuz spacecraft in order to send Americans to the space station and back again.
Thank you, Bobby. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Thanks, mate.